personal. Okay, so this is round four of the College History Bowl. So what team is on the left here?
Northwestern.
You ring in and give your name.
Kevin.
Dan.
Corey.
And then on the right.
Case Western.
We're core of the North.
I
stopped
out.
Drew. Is that your cast?
Yeah, let me just move this though.
Get maybe actually hear you guys and not just exclusively me. Cool. Alright, so this is round four, toss up one. Hearing loss forced this man to work from his home office on Gwang Street. This man outlined the one center and two basic points policy in a June 9th speech and once sued astrophysicist Fang Lizi for libel. The subject of a recent Ezra Vogel biography, this chairman of the Central Military Commission reopened his country's universities but ordered the crackdown on the democracy wall. This man emerged victorious from the power.
They joking?
Yeah. Okay. Bonus, for Northwestern. There is debate as to whether these warriors fought bare-chested or wore wolf skins. For 10 points each, led by these bear-worshipping Norse players, named for their bouts of induced craziness. Some members of this bodyguard to the Byzantine Emperor followed the same bear-worshipping rituals as the Berserkers.
Brenching Guard.
Yep. This is son of Sigurd Sal and King of Norway, once served in the Varangian Guard under Michael IV. He died fighting with Tostig and was succeeded by Olaf III. Harald III. 20 points for... Toss two. This man was relieved of his command after being wounded at the Battle of Seven Pines, and he tried to convince John Pemberton to abandon his defensive position despite Pemberton's orders to the contrary. After Bragg's loss at Chattanooga, he was replaced by this man, who earlier in the war had been the first commander to oppose McClellan's Peninsular Campaign. Though partially successful in delaying Sherman's march to the sea, this general once...
Beauregard?
No. Went against the orders of Jefferson Davis in surrendering to Sherman at Durham Station. More famously, this man thwarted a Union flanking maneuver when he joined with P.T. Beauregard to defeat Irvin McDowell. For 10 points, identified this Confederate general who helped win the first battle of Bull Run, but later failed to hold Vicksburg.
Burnside.
No, it's Joseph E. Johnston.
Oh, yeah.
Toss of three. An 8-year-old girl named Borjo supposedly stopped her father from supporting one leader of this conflict, and the historian Hecatius was the only person to vote against starting it. An early engagement in this war saw Iatrogorus successfully arrest opposing generals at Maius. Following the Battle of Lade, the city of Miletus was conquered during this war. This conflict saw the destruction of Sardis, and one side was led by Aristagoras, who was supported by Athens. The rebels in this conflict were crushed at the Battle of Phessus in 498 BCE. For 10 points, identify this conflict against Darius I, named for the Greek-speaking region of Anatolia.
The Ionian world.
That's right.
That's what that is.
Alright, Professor Gervonis. After being elected to Parliament from Provencer, this man claimed he was a prophet of his people and was committed to a mental institution for 10 points each, led by this rebel leader who had earlier refused William McDougal entry into his into territory that was once part of Prince Rupert's land.
I don't know where we are.
Riel?
Yeah, Louis Riel's Red River Rebellion took place during the tenure of the first Prime Minister of Canada.
McDonald?
During the Red River Rebellion, Riel's government executed Thomas Scott, a member of an order of this name. A ruler from a European dynasty with this name was assassinated by Balthazar Gerard.
So that's it's the Netherlands guy.
Orange.
30 points.
Nice.
Toss up four. In one of this man's historical operas, Armando exposes the Grand Vizier's machinations and saves the life of Sultan Al-Adino during the Sixth Crusade. He also wrote about Conrad switching clothes with Frederick the Great in the finest ever operatic treatment of the Third Silesian War. This composer of the Crusade in Egypt and a camp in Silesia also drew on historical incidents in a collaboration with Eugene Scribe that told of a dastardly Norman duke. In an opera about the travels of Vasco da Gama and in an opera that ends with the St. Bartholomew Dolling News of Day Massacre. But if one's named this composer of Robert the Devil, but
Albert. My beard?
Yeah,
oh, that's why.
Yeah. So, Northwestern Brooks. This man falls to slavery in his nation, which he ruled constitutionally as a principal consul from 1841 until 1844, and as dictator thereafter until 1862 for 10 points each. I know about this man who spent the aforementioned time period in charge of Paraguay, during which time he came to own half of this country's lands. Carlos Antonio Lopez. Carlos Antonio Lopez was preceded as Paraguayan dictator by this man, who declared Paraguay's independence and ruled it for 24 years as El Supremo.
Francisco Solano Lopez.
This is Francia. Carlos Antonio's buffoon of a son, Francisco Solano Lopez, got himself embroiled in this conflict against Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay, which
led to triple alliance.
10 points.
Yeah.
Toss up six.
Excuse me, well, didn't know if Solano Lopez is right there.
Yeah. Toss up five, but excuse me. In a section titled The Power and the Bourgeois, this work argues that what imperialists actually wanted was expansion of political power without the foundation of a body politic. The second volume of this work, titled Imperialism, claims that race thinking emerged simultaneously in all Western countries during the 19th century. This work claims that within the title phenomenon, all walls become walls of movement, whose realization is a terror, which makes it possible for the force of nature or of history to race freely through mankind. This work's first volume is titled Anti-Semitism, and it focuses on Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. For 10 points, edited by this book, which traces...
Origins of Totalitarianism?
Yeah, 10 for Origins of Totalitarianism for Northwestern. Bonus. Created following negotiations with Maximian, this system invested two of its members with the title Junior Caesar and the corresponding divine names of Heraclius and Iovis. For 10 points each, edited by this system instituted in 293 CE, which lasted until 305.
The tetrarchy
was introduced by this late Roman emperor, although in practice it was he who was the one who had the most of the power. He notably issued the Edict of Maximum Prices to attempt to ward off inflation. Although Diocletian gets a bad rap as a persecutor of Christians, it was with his indirect help through Galerius that the third king of this name was restored against Persian resistance to the throne of Armenia, which the latter then proceeded to Christianize. Teradates. 10 points on the bonus.
How's your knowledge of Armenian kings?
Toss up six. The Mayfield Road Mob was based in this city during Prohibition. In 1976, veteran Ashby Leach held employees of Chessie System hostage in this system's terminal tower. A decade earlier, it witnessed the Hugh Race Riots.
That's Cleveland.
Power.
The terminal tower.
Yeah.
Why can't be Cleveland?
No.
As a senator, this man led the bloc that demanded the acquisition of the entire Oregon Territory south of the 5440 line, and he served James Buchanan for 3 years as Secretary of State for 10 points each. I know about this Democratic politician who was responsible for the conduct of the Black Hawk and Seminole Wars as Secretary of War for Andrew Jackson.
Stanton?
Louis Cass. From 1813 until 1831, Cass was governor of this territory.
Wait, were they
years of the territory until like 1839? So what became a state
answer
that year?
Michigan. Though he gained the 1848 Democratic nomination, Cass had to suffer the humiliation of having the entire section of these New York Democrats walk out on the convention.
Is this
48? No, no.
Answer. The barn burners. No
barn
points.
There we go.
Possibly. Alexander Ball and Thomas Troubridge were part of the band of brothers formed in this battle. In this skirmish, empty paint cans on one ship caught on fire after a bombardment by the Bellerophon. Early in this battle, the Goliath and Zealous took advantage of another ship not having its landward guns manned. On the way to this battle, forces on the losing side seized Malta. The losing commander died shortly before his flagship, the Orient, was destroyed. In this battle, all but two of the ships under the command of the Comte de Briers were lost to Lord Nelson's fleet.
Trafalgar.
No, my spot. But in the 1798 naval battle fought near Alexandria.
So let's just go Battle of Egypt.
Battle of the Nile.
Oh,
there. Other
there.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they were going one way, not the other. No.
Okay, toss 9. This person led a coup that was aided by the American Operation Hard Surface and later supported a second coup by Ibrahim al-Hamdi. According to a WikiLeaks-provided cable, the opposition to this leader of the General People's Congress was orchestrated by the leader of the Islam Party. This man participated in the overthrow of the Mutawad Kingdom in 1962, and later engineered the absorption of a former Soviet client state to his south. After he was badly burned by a bomb, he named Abid Rabu Mansur Hadi acting president, later ceding power to Hadi permanently when he stepped down for good in February 2012. Your boy is this man who, upon being granted immunity from prosecution, left for...
Saleh?
What?
Saleh?
Yeah.
Who's
The one-time ruler of Yemen.
What's right?
Requesting your books. In 2003, this polity's long-time president, Igor Smirnov, rejected the Kuzak Memorandum, which called for stationing Russian troops in this region for another 20 years. For 10 points each, I'm about this breakaway region of Moldova with capital Tiraspol.
South Ossetia?
Transnistria. Transnistria is a breakaway republic from Moldova along the border of this larger country, known as the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. It has a capital Kiev.
The Ukraine.
This other disputed territory has a capital at Sukhumi, a city which was bombed during a war in this region in the early 90s.
Chechnya?
Yeah.
Is it Chechnya?
Abkhazia. 10 points.
Okay. I don't know about
that. Toss up 10. John P. Valley was repeatedly told that one of these people had been seen delivering eels for Christmas. A. Lawrence Lowell and Alvin T. Fuller both refused to side with these people. John Dos Passos brought about the Americanization of these people, and they weren't facing the chair. In 1977, Michael Dukakis officially apologized for what happened to these people, and Ben Shahn included them in a series of paintings. These people were implicated in the death of a factory owner named F.A. Parmenter from South Braintree, Massachusetts. But I'm saying this pair of Italian...
That's right.
There
we go.
Yeah.
Dos Passos.
That's a bit of...
Yeah.
In this film, Cesar kills Alan and kidnaps Jane while under the somnambulistic control of his old psychiatrist. Name this 1920 classic of German expressionism known for its angular, disorienting sense.
The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
This actor starred as Cesar in The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. He also played the first gay protagonist in film history, and different from the others, Nazi Major Stasler in Casablanca, and the title Mutilation Victim in The Man Who Laughs.
No, Paul Heinrich wasn't the Nazi. He was a... this is a terrible guess. He wasn't... Paul Heinrich.
Conrad,
yeah.
Veet played this character who kidnaps the bride, Belichev, in the 1924 horror film Waxworks. In other cinematic classics, he was portrayed by Nikolai Cherkasov in a two-part Sergei Eisenstein movie, and by Christopher Guest in Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian.
Oh, my God. I just thought he did, like, Battleship Potemkin in, like,
Answer.
How's there next week?
I've been terrible. 10 points.
Oh. That was the other Einstein film that was famous.
So it's 120 for Northwestern, 35 for Case Western.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, toss up 11. This ruler's claim to some of his territories was challenged by William Pleto, resulting in the Battle of Brenville. This ruler suppressed a rebellion by Robert of Bellamy, Earl of Salisbury, by besieging Robert's fortress at Arundel. He established his claim to the throne by winning the Battle of Tinchebrai against his brother, Robert Curthouse. This
is just William.
No. This king restored to St. Anselm of Canterbury, though he would later quarrel with Anselm over lay investiture. Sometimes called a Balearic, or ballad clerk, this man's successive plans were literally sunk when his son perished aboard the White Ship. After his death, his daughter Matilda and his nephew Stephen of Blois fought in the anarchy. Penpoints identified this king of England who succeeded his elder brother William Rufus in 1100.
Henry?
Prompt.
One.
Yeah. Alright, Northwestern, your votes. In 2008, this phrase was incorrectly quoted by Barack Obama in a speech, and it originally occurs during an interview with the main female character regarding the murder of her child. For 10 points each, identify this 9-word phrase uttered by Gavin Stevens.
By who?
Gavin Stevens.
No clue.
The past is never dead. It isn't even past. The above quote from Stevens is addressed to Temple Drake in this novel, which continues the storyline of Sanctuary.
So that's Requiem.
Okay, Requiem.
Requiem for a Nun. Both Sanctuary and Requiem for a Nun were written by this author, Go Down Moses, and Absalon Absalon.
Okay.
10 points. Puzzle 12. According to Strabo, this province was famous for its mines, which was made one of its residents, Sextus Marius, the richest man in the empire. One part of this region was governed for a time by Quintus Sertorius, who ruled this region as an independent kingdom after revolting against the Republic. Galba and Otho simultaneously governed the two halves of this province, which was divided into Ulterior and Terra Comesis regions after the Second Punic War. This province's city of Italica was the birthplace of two successive emperors, the first of whom commemorated his Dacian victories and a Nathan column. But if what's under this Roman province, the birthplace of both Hadrian and Trajan.
Suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I couldn't think of that name.
I was just going to say.
Here's Western Rubano's name in these cities in Alaska for 10.TH. This city shares its name with the inventor of the platform scale, but was actually named for Theodore Roosevelt, vice president. It is home of the University of Alaska and was Alaska's largest city before the growth of Anchorage.
Fairbanks.
This city was formerly the Anvil Creek mining camp. It is the endpoint of the Iditarod, which follows the path that anti-diphtheria serum took in 1925.
No.
The city on Baranoff Island was founded by Novo Archangelist by Alexander Baranov, who made it the capital of Russian Alaska. It continued in that role for the U.S. until the transfer to Juneau in 1906.
So what was the former capital?
I mean,
are we desperate?
Answer.
Skagway.
Sitka, 20.
Oh, yeah.
Toss of 13. One ruler of this dynasty was placed on the throne by Manuel I Comnenus and married a sister of Philip II of Augustus. One ruler of this dynasty defeated Frederick of Austria at the Battle of Lethe River, while his predecessor issued in 1222 a list of 31 articles which affirmed the privileges of nobility. In addition to the king who issued that golden bull, Andrew II, this dynasty, which in the 13th century feuded with the neighboring Primsalids, featured four kings named Bella. Founded by and named for a man who united the offices of Kende and Gaiula into the single position of a prince for 10 points. I put this dynasty, which became Christianized in 1000 CE when Sylvester II crowned Stephen I.
Arpad.
That is right, the Arpad dynasty. In 1943, he raised the new Indian National Army to ally with Japan in the capture of Rangoon for 10 points each, named this opponent of Gandhi in the Indian independence movement, who was known as Taji and collaborated with the Axis powers during the war. His common Bengali last name also applies to the physicist who described particles with interspin. A manifesto signed in blood announced the formation of this organization in 1940. It was Bose's pro-industry party that he formed after leaving Congress. Forward block. Bose's plans to industrialize India opposed Gandhi's leadership of this movement, which advocated a move to self-owned cottage industry. Answer. This is Swadeshi, 10 points. Toss of 14. One of this man's works centers on a man who traveled with his bulldog in the Vermont. This man based one of his works on a Jeffrey Ward biography. That work addressed the racism faced by Jack Johnson. This man's most recent project was a collaboration with Lynn Novak and was divided into sections like A Nation of Scofflaws. One of his works concludes with The Better Angels of Our Nature and featured Garrison Keillor as Walt Whitman. He followed up one series by addressing the steroid controversy in an entry titled The 10th Inning. But if what's in his creator of documentaries on baseball and the Civil War?
Ken Burns.
Is Ken Burns?
Yeah.
Bonus. This man helped to oust Sir Edmund Andros from one political office and wrote Bonifacius or Essays to Do Good. 10 points each. Identify this author of the 1702 Ecclesiastical History, Magnalia Christi Americana.
I mean,
Ecclesiastical History, no idea.
Answer. Mather's memorable provinces describes his handling of these events. Under William Stoughton, these events claimed several lives in Salem. The Salem witch trials were ended by this first governor of the province of Massachusetts Bay. He also led an unsuccessful expedition to capture Quebec. Answer.
Standard.
This is Sir William Phipps. 10 points.
Phipps, though. Yeah. So famous.
Toss of 15. One section of this work addresses those people in the huts and villages across the globe struggling to break the bonds of mass misery, and it declares the UN as our last best hope in an age where the instruments of war have far outpaced the instruments of peace. It states that let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate. This speech was mainly written by Ted Sorensen and was delivered following a reading of The Gift outright by Robert Frost.
Kennedy is inaugural.
That is right.
Yeah, that's right. It said first inaugural.
Well, would have been wrong.
Okay, so request for rebuttals. Created by the Economic Opportunity Act of 1965, this program was intended to assist children from low-income families for 10 points each, funded by this preschool education program.
One?
Is
this recent?
No.
Answer.
No.
Head Start. Head Start was part of this cluster of social welfare programs, which included Medicare and Medicaid. Its name was coined by Lyndon Johnson in a 1964 commencement address at the University of Michigan.
Good Society.
Yeah. Inspired by Lady Bird Johnson, who advocated for and signed this Great Society legislation, it aims to curb the proliferation of billboards.
No answer.
The Highway Beautification Act. 10 points.
Oh.
Toss up 16. Canadians in this profession launched a 23-day strike in 1962 against the CCF and Tommy Douglas in Saskatchewan. Thousands of people in this profession were loaned from Cuba to Venezuela in Mission Barrio Adentro. An organization named for these people was founded by Bernard Kouchner following action in Biafra. A man in this profession named Samuel Mudd was implicated in the Lincoln assassination.
Doctor?
It is a doctor. Your brothers. This organization was founded by Robert Finley, and its first president was Bushrod Washington. 10 points each, identified this organization that helped a certain group of people travel to land and purchase along Cape Mesurado.
The American Colonization.
American Colonization Society.
The American Colonization Society established a colony in this future African nation.
Liberia.
In the 20th century, this company was founded to help carry out the colonization goals of the UNIA. One of its ships, the SS Shadyside, made trips along the Hudson River.
No answer.
Black Star Line, 20 points.
Marcus Garvey.
Toss up 17. Gil Alvarez Camilo de Albornez led a 10-year campaign to recapture land formerly belonging to this polity. For the majority of its existence, the law of this polity was administered according to the Egadian Constitution. This polity, along with the Lombard League and Frederick Barbarossa, was one of the three parties in the final Peace of Constance. It allied with Venice and France in the League of Cognac and was briefly replaced by a revolutionary republic in 1798. This polity finally ceased to exist in 1870 when the French withdrew their protection from it.
This is the Papal States.
It is the Papal States. Northwest of your books. During this era's northern and southern court period, Sadayo Imagawa successfully carried out the Yoshino campaign for 10 points each. I think about this shogunate that followed the Kenmu Restoration.
It's the Ashikaga.
The earlier Kamakura shogunate was founded by this member of the Minamoto family. He established institutions like the Manchujo and Kumanjo.
I've taken precedence.
Okay, Minamoto. I had to think of a name for that one. Was there a Yasunari Minamoto?
There's a Yoritomo I was going to look for. After the end of the Muromachi period, this other shogunate rose to power thanks to the efforts of Toyotomi Hideyoshi. 20 points. Toss up 18. An explorer with this surname erected a padroe rediscovered on False Island in the 1930s and was the first European to see the Great Fish River. A politician with this surname was advised by the scientific ghost like Raymond Corral, while a conquistador from Castile with this surname described the exploits of Hernan Cortez and the truthful history of the conquest of New Spain. A president with this surname won the Battle of Tecoac to oust Sebastian Ledro de Tejeda from power and was succeeded by Francisco Madero. But I must give the surname.
Diaz.
It is Diaz. Question for Brutus. In this experiment, two batches of the T2 bacteriophage were tagged with either radioactive sulfur or phosphorus. For 10 points each, funded by this experiment, which found radioactive sulfur and the supernatant in radioactive phosphorus in the pellet, indicating that the nitrogenous-based DNA rather than protein was the genetic code material.
Is that
Hershey Chase?
No, Messis and stuff.
Answer. Griffiths. Hershey Chase. The Hershey Chase experiment was performed on this model organism, a bacterium abundant in the human colon. Hershey and Chase's experiment was a follow-up to an experiment conducted by this scientist who had earlier shown that in Griffith's experiment with mice, the material which had caused transformation was DNA. Answer. It's Oswald Avery, 10 points. Toss of 19. Burton Watson's translation of this text included a section on the assassin retainers, but left out his chapters on bells and calendars. One chapter of this work describes how the sovereign of Earth is sacrificed on Mount Tai. Hereditary houses and the basic annals make up two of its five sections. Its author was castrated after backing a general who failed to defeat Shan Yu. This work was updated by Ban Gu and Ban Biao to include information on the Han Dynasty. It includes a biography of Sun Tzu and was written by a man who served in the court of Emperor Wu, for that point's famous classic work of Chinese history written by Stephen Keon.
This is a
Rent
of the Great Historian.
That's right.
Nice.
All right, okay, so what's your bonus? Identify the following about intelligence agencies in Arabic-speaking countries for 10 points each. The Jihaz al-Mukhbarat al-Ammah once operated in this country. They carried out missions like an attempted assassination of George H.W. Bush, who ordered an invasion of this country in the early 90s.
This panel. Oh, wow.
No, Arab. So Kuwait?
Answer.
Oh, yeah.
Kuwait?
Iraq.
Yeah.
The Jihaz al-Mukhbarat al-Jamahiriya carried out a 1986 bombing of a nightclub in this European city frequented by U.S. soldiers.
I mean, what was the city? Barcelona.
Answer.
Barcelona.
Berlin. Egypt's secret intelligence program once tried to blow up an Israeli oil drilling rig in the harbor of this country's then capital. Its current capital is home to a peace center established by a man known as Papa Poet. Answer. Ivory Coast. No
Oh, wow.
Last awesome. In his inaugural address, this president defended the 15th Amendment as the primary means of enfranchising African Americans. This man was the first of two presidents whom Henry Stimson served as Secretary of War, and this man himself had been Secretary of War in the cabinet of his predecessor. This president followed up on his inaugural promise to reform the Dingley Tariff by backing a bill that allowed duty-free importation of Philippine goods. That bill was the Payne-Altered Tariff.
It is Taft.
And requesting your bonus. This plot's namesake fled in disguise to St. John's Wood after he discovered that his correspondences had been intercepted for 10 points each. I divide this plot hatched in the wake of the Throckmorton plot. Co-conspirators included a priest named John Ballard. The Babington plot was an attempt to assassinate this English queen who was served by the spymaster Francis Walsingham and repelled the Spanish Armada.
Elizabeth I.
Yeah. The namesake Florentine merchant of this other plot against Elizabeth planned a union between the Duke of Norfolk and the Mary Queen of Scots.
I like
Rodolphe.
30 points.
We know our Kindle words.
So the score is 300 for Northwestern, 90 for Case.
All right.